Our fleshly appetites are literally killing us. But there's an answer in the gospel.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, we're going to help you, not hurt you today. We're going to strengthen you. We're going to help you to overcome. We're going to give you hope, but we're going to talk plainly and honestly. Like when you go to see the doctor and the doctor sits you down and says, okay, we have a serious problem. It's this. However, there is a serious answer to your problem. That's what we're going to talk about today, candidly and honestly. From sexual immorality to food addictions, there is hope for change for every human being in the gospel. This is a no condemnation zone. If you'll open your heart to God and say, God, I need help, He's not here to condemn you. He's here to help you. If anything that I say brings a sense of conviction to your heart, if it stings, it's done in love. It's done to help. It's done out of compassion, and it's done as a fellow traveler. No pointing fingers here, but someone else saying, there I go, but by the grace of God. This is Michael Brown. Welcome to today's broadcast, 866-348-7884. I'm not taking your questions today about the president or latest world political developments. I'm not taking your questions today, random Bible theology questions. But if you yourself are an overcomer, you've been set free from an addiction, be it to drugs, to alcohol, to sexual immorality, to food, to gambling, to something else. If you've been set free through the gospel, maybe there are practical things you did, maybe it was an instantaneous deliverance, but if you have genuinely been set free, maybe 30 years ago, maybe 6 months ago, I'd love to hear from you. We'll do our best to get to some of your testimonies as well. 866-34-TRUTH. That is the number to call. Or if you're struggling and you don't see a way out and want to call, you can call anonymously. You don't have to give your actual name if it would cause embarrassment. You don't even have to say where you're calling from. Some of the most poignant, powerful, moving calls we've ever received have been anonymous calls. All right. What gets me on this subject today? Well, I could talk about it any day of the week and it's relevant. No, I could talk about it pretty much around the world, especially sexual immorality. It's going to be relevant everywhere. And in most countries of the world, the food addiction issues are going to be relevant as well. But certainly in a country where we have so much excess, so much extra, these things are absolutely relevant all the time. So why bring them up today? Well, in the aftermath of all the allegations against Hollywood giant Harvey Weinstein, one accusation after another, one more perverse than the next, many other celebrities, many other individuals who are not known, are coming forward and saying, me too. I too was sexually abused. I too was raped. I too was molested. And you realize then how epidemic the problem of sexual immorality is in our society. And it has been epidemic through human history. The Bible recounts it from Genesis to Revelation. Some of the greatest leaders mentioned in the Bible, David and Solomon, fell prey to sexual sin. One of the most anointed and unique men in the Bible, Samson, fell prey repeatedly to sexual sin. Some of my best friends, colleagues years ago fell prey to sexual sin. I live every day of my life recognizing the possibility that I could fall like anyone else. These are major issues. Not only so, recent studies have reported that the obesity epidemic in America is getting even worse. So why not talk about these things? But again, I'm here to help, not hurt. 866-34-TRUTH. That's where you weigh in. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for being part of today's broadcast as we're talking about fleshly appetites, from sexual immorality to food addictions, how we can literally find freedom in Jesus. Let me say it again. No finger pointing here. No throwing of stones at those who are already down and discouraged. No condemnation and shaming and embarrassment. Rather to say, let's face our problems honestly. Let's confess our sins to God. Let's recognize our shortcomings. And let's find grace and help at his throne. Now look, there are plenty of secular approaches to these things. There are therapies, there are methods, there are lifestyle changes. And I'm not saying that the secular approach doesn't work. I'm not saying that reprogramming our minds doesn't work. I'm not saying that adopting new changes in our lifestyle and implementing them will not bring about the kind of change we want. I'm not saying that at all. I'm simply saying that it's not either or, that God can set us free and then give us practical ways to stay free. But for many, when you find yourself stuck and you don't know how to get out, it seems like you need divine intervention. Now, Nancy and I wrote the book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. Breaking the Stronghold of Food. I think it's the fastest-selling book of anything I've written. It's the first thing we've written together. The subtitle, How We Conquered Food Addictions and Discovered a New Way of Living. If we could do it, anyone could do it. I was overweight most of my life, good part of my life, even obese. I didn't think I was obese, but according to the numbers that are used by government health and other industries, medical care, I was obese. And check this out. A Washington Examiner reports this. Washington Examiner reports, this is back in September, obesity epidemic at new high costs $150 billion a year, hurts military recruiting. All right? Obesity epidemic at new high. Americans continue to get fatter, and it's delivering a huge blow to the country, both in higher health care costs and undercutting military recruiting, according to a huge new study. And then Time magazine reported this. This was just 5 days ago or so, October 12th, not even 5 days ago. 40% of Americans are obese, and the trend isn't slowing. Close to 40% of American adults and 19% of young people have obesity, a trend that's remained stubbornly high in the last few years. And by the way, there are some doctors that say that our standards for obesity are too low, that if you'll measure it properly, then over half of Americans are obese. So why was I obese? Why did I weigh 275 pounds? Yes, I worked out. Yes, I'm a 6'3". Kind of looked like a big, hefty football player, but I was fat. I was obese. My blood pressure was as high as 149 over 103. And there were other issues I was having because of being overweight, although generally speaking, in other ways, I was in good health. And I was super active and pushed hard and worked out as hard as anybody you'll meet, but I was obese. Why? Was it that I was a glutton, that I ate massive amounts of food all the time? No. Nancy would say she was a glutton. She says it plainly in the book. Nancy would say that that was her issue. She could just consume a lot of food that she liked when she wanted to. And she's a foot shorter than me, so effects are even worse. For me, it was lifelong unhealthy eating habits. Yes, it's another form of lack of discipline. I'm not making an excuse, no. But I'm simply saying we can be obese for different reasons. Now, a tiny, tiny percentage of the population will have some type of genetic issue, a thyroid problem, something or other, because of which, some biological issue, because of which they are terribly overweight, even though they don't eat a lot. Whenever I see someone terribly overweight, I don't judge you, glutton, you're out of control. No, no, no. To the contrary, my heart goes out to them. I think, man, that's got to be tough. That's a long way back. And you can think, man, I destroyed my body. What's the use? But I always think maybe there's some other cause, some other reason. And look, some people go through trauma. You lose a loved one, and you just comfort yourself with food. Or that's the place of safety where you can run from the abuse or something else going on in your life. Nancy sat me down one night to watch a show what is it, my 600-pound life or something like that, just to get more of a heart and understanding for those that, struggle with morbid obesity. And this poor gal, what happened was she started getting sexually abused when she was a little girl. And then the abuser was father, stepfather, I forget, wanted to abuse her sister, her younger sister. So she gave herself up to protect the younger sister. And the only place she found comfort was in food. You're going to now turn around and condemn that person? Oh, you're terribly overweight. No, my heart goes out to that person all the more. Sometimes people quit smoking cigarettes and replace it with food and get overweight. For me, it was a lifelong pattern of unhealthy eating. I used to have Oreos for breakfast as a boy. I was a chocoholic almost all of my life. I made a break several different times over the years in the Lord, quit having sweets, but for the most part, I was a lifelong chocoholic. And it hardly a day would go by without all kinds of white bread, you know, pizza, and then pasta, or burgers, or fries. For 2 years steady, when I was in junior high school, grades 7 and 8, I had hamburger and fries every day for lunch, 5 days a week going to school, and then some days for dinner as well. This is my lifelong unhealthy eating habits. Well, as you get older, it has an effect. Man, when I was in my 20s, I was relatively thin, and the things weren't catching up with me. But as you get older, they start to catch up with you. Your arteries start to get clogged. You start to have other problems. And the problem is, you don't know how to get free. What am I going to do to get free? How do I make a break? How do I get out of this? I'm stuck. I'm addicted, and I don't know how to eat differently. My whole life, I was always a very picky eater. My whole life, if you offered me new foods, no thanks, I don't eat that, meaning I've never tasted it and I don't want to try. So how do you make lifestyle adjustments? It's not easy. Sometimes it takes divine intervention, but God is able to intervene. I cried out on and off for years, being embarrassed, being overweight, although almost no one ever raised it to me. When I show old pictures to people that have known me through the years, they said, Mike, we never knew you when you were that heavy. I said, yes, you did. You're just used to it. Because I was always somewhat heavy, then got heavier, and you were just used to it. I've talked to people that have known me for years. Did you ever think of me as being obese? No, just a big guy. I was obese. How do you make the changes? I've got a list we're going to talk about in a little while, 10 ways to know if you're a food addict. Again, it's to help, not hurt. It's to encourage, not discourage. But in my own life, I cried out, God, you've got to help me. God, I don't know how to make changes. God, I need you to intervene. And Nancy cried out for me because she was concerned for health reasons. She knew the way I pushed and she knew how hard I went and she knew it was unhealthy and unwise. So God mercifully heard our prayers and something happened where God just helped me to eat differently. You have to realize, and I have lived this out. I have proven this out. I used to say to people, I am much more ready to preach to an angry and potentially violent crowd than to try new foods. And I did that. I did both. You hear what I'm saying? I preached by the grace of God without fear to hostile crowds that were potentially violent. In one case, they took over the stage, shut the meeting down with knives and razor blades in their hands in India, a radical Hindu crowd. God is my witness and the witness of many, many others that were there that can testify to it to this day. I did that by the grace of God fearlessly. But you put down some new food in front of me. No thanks. I'll find some excuse not to eat it. I was a food wimp. And yet, God's helped me to make radical changes in my life. Now going on 3 months and 2 years without deviation and without exception, by the grace of God. No boasting here. I mean, in less than 8 months, I lost 95 pounds. I went from 275 to 180 without dieting, just eating only healthy food and getting rid of all the unhealthy. So in other words, all the stuff I ate all my life, getting rid of almost all that and just eating healthy foods. Yeah, and a little meat once a week, not totally vegan, so a little meat once a week, but I'm fine without it either way. I get my protein and things in other ways. But my blood pressure went from 149 over 103 down to 100 over 65. My cholesterol was as high as 230, went down as low as 123. The good cholesterol went up. The bad cholesterol went down. I used to have 3-4 headaches a week. Haven't had a headache in over 3 years. Used to have constant lower back pain, virtually no back pain now in over 3 years. Was on a breathing machine. Sleep apnea I had. So when I travel, I have to travel around the world. And you're in a little hotel in India trying to find an outlet to plug in the breathing machine. Some of you know you have sleep apnea. The doctor said there was nothing could be done surgically. There's no cure for it. And what happened? Well, I lost enough weight that it somehow cleared up passages in the back of my throat, that I lost weight off the top of my tongue and the roof of my mouth, just open up breathing passages there so I don't need the breathing machine. My life has been transformed. Energy level off the charts. Immune system so much stronger than it's been before. Just sharp in every way for the glory of God. Friends, if I could do it, anybody could do it. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire. We're talking about breaking addictions. We're talking about the lusts of the flesh and the appetites of the flesh to help you, not to hurt you. Be it a sexual addiction, be it a food addiction, be it something else, we're here to help. 866-34-TRUTH, if you have a testimony about being set free from an addiction, or if you're struggling, you need help, you need input, you need prayer. We're not just going to turn this into a prayer service. We're not able to do that. It's not the purpose of the broadcast, but we do want to stand with you and help. All right, so the book Nancy and I wrote, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, How We Overcame Food Addictions and Discovered a Whole New Way of Living. It's helped a lot of people. I'll find a testimony in a moment and read it to you that was an incredible blessing to read and to hear. But we're constantly hearing from people who have been blessed, who've been helped, came up to me at a conference where I was speaking over the weekend, people glowing, hey, your book, it's helped change my life. I've lost 30 pounds, I've lost 50 pounds, and I'm healthy here, I've got rid of this sickness, whatever. Just yesterday, someone else thanked me for the inspiration of the book, and so much of it is due to Nancy's words. But we have a special resource we've put together for you. You can see it at askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. It is our coach's special. Here's what I did. I took three sessions on CD, three whole sessions where I sit down and I coach you through. Here's how you start. Here are the steps you take. Here are the things you have to process through, pray through. We do that, and then there's one CD where Nancy and I were interviewed by Sid Roth, so you actually get to hear Nancy's own words, interviewed by Sid, where we talk these things through, plus the book, so it's a great resource, the package together, available on our website, askdrbrown.org, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, elsewhere available, everywhere online, and hopefully in your bookstores. But here's what's so important to understand. If you want to get free from addictions, from bondages, you have to be honest with yourself. I was with a friend one time, and this friend was warned by a doctor recently, a friend in their 60s. The friend was warned by a doctor, you need to change your life or you will not be here to watch your grandkids grow up. Warned strongly. And the person contacted me and said, yeah, you know, my husband and I, we were both told this, but you know, both friends, the husband and the wife, both told this, and we know we need to make changes. We know we need to make changes. And we then went out for a meal afterwards, and it was a breakfast buffet. So I just got a lot of fruit. I'm not boasting. I'm just saying that's my lifestyle now. That's at the buffet. That's what I could have. So I got a lot of fruit and was enjoying my fruit. Whether I enjoyed it or not, that's what I was eating. And I watched my friend put all these, I mean, every unhealthy thing on the plate, but then explain why, well, they're just doing this now or changing this later, or why they didn't have this much of that, only that much of that. And I just thought, oh, you're lying to yourself. How do I know? Because I've done it many times over the years. No, it's not a problem. No, I could change this. I lied to myself as well. Not consciously, but certainly did it. And I just grimaced, oh, you're never going to get free if you keep lying to yourself. So even if you don't know a way out, even if you feel hopeless in saying it, better to start honestly and say, God, I'm addicted. I'm addicted, whatever it is, whether you say you're addicted to pornography, or you're addicted to gambling, or you're addicted to food, or you're addicted to sexual immorality, you're addicted to lying, whatever it is, just to admit it, be honest. You say, no, Dr. Brown, I got a problem here. Sexual immorality, that's always wrong. It's always wrong. And lying and gambling are always wrong, but food is not always wrong. Yeah, that's the problem. We need food to live, right? We need food to live. The problem is our standard American diet, as Dr. Joel Fuhrman and others have pointed out, is deadly. If you rely on our fast food culture, it's deadly. What we get in our restaurants, so much of it is deadly. And to be addicted to food, in a sense, which we'll get into. I haven't done it yet, but I want to give you 10 ways to know if you're a food addict. We'll get into that shortly. That's wrong. That's wrong. God does not want us to be slaves to any bodily appetite. So the need to eat is different than the addiction to food. I want to go to the phones in one moment. But first, a very important announcement. If you live in Charlotte, North Carolina, please take this information down. It's for tomorrow, Wednesday, October 18th. If you live in Charlotte, so you can vote in Charlotte, North Carolina. Concerned Women for America of North Carolina, Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina, First Baptist Culture Impact Team, and Jesus Ministry, Inc. cordially invite you to the Charlotte Municipal Candidate Forum. Find out where your candidates stand. Christians in Charlotte, get involved and vote. If you don't want to repeat some of the disasters we've recently had in the school board, the city council, or mayor, get out and find out what the candidates stand for. 6:30 to 9 p.m. 6:30 to 9 p.m. This is at First Baptist Church, 301 South Davidson Street, Charlotte. I think you'll be shocked when you find out what some of the candidates do and don't stand for. Tomorrow night, First Baptist Church, 6:30 to 9 in Charlotte. Be there if you're a voter in the city and get involved and vote. All right, let's go to the phones. We have John from somewhere. Welcome, sir, to the Line of Fire.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
So, I could probably relate to a lot of different things. You know, I had a drug addiction that kind of gave birth to it back in 1983 when I'll say it was kind of trendy in Southern California to do a particular drug. And I watched a pastor, or I don't know, I kind of call him a motivational speaker, and I heard him speak to me in a way I've never been spoken to. Now, myself and my other four siblings, we went through a lot of abuse. And I know when people hear that, they're like, oh, wow, he's trying to qualify that as a reason. But, you know, the truth is drug addiction is usually a result of something else. So I got involved in drugs in 83. And by the grace of God, last time I did drugs was in 2001. Now, I want to say this quickly before I forget. I also started smoking when I was about 15 years old, I'm going to say. So it was probably 1981. And again, by the grace of God, April of last year was the last time I had a cigarette. So that was a 35-year addiction.
Wow.
Now, the final thing I want to say is I would love to have your book because, as you could imagine, somebody who smokes cigarettes for 35
years. No cigarettes.
Years.
Now there's a way to share. Hey, John, stay right there. I've got a break. Howard, let's get John's info. You've got a free copy of my book with the CDs, the whole package, The Coach's Corner, coming your way. We want to send it to you as a gift. God bless you, man. Good news is on the way.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are hearing so many stories about sexual abuse coming out of Hollywood. It's now encouraging and enabling others to come forth and say, I was raped, I was abused, I was molested, I was taken advantage of. Mainly women coming forth, some men as well. And you realize how much of this has been hidden under the surface. Some of you listening right now, the moment I start speaking, it triggers some deep pain inside of you, something you've tried to suppress for many, many years. We want to bring hope. We want to bring encouragement in the midst of pain as we talk honestly about dealing with addictions, be it addictions to food or addictions to pornography. We want to talk honestly, candidly, and in a helpful way. Number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Maybe you have a powerful testimony of deliverance from addiction. We'd love to hear from you. I was shooting heroin using LSD, known as Drug Bear Iron Man. Took the largest quantities of drugs in my high school and was idiotic enough to be proud of it. And got wonderfully born again at the age of 16 in 1971. And December 17th, 71, I said to the Lord, I'll never put a needle in my arm again, and was free from that night on. Other things in life, I battled for years, you know, addiction to chocolate and other things, and finally found freedom and victory a few years ago. So we can be set free instantaneously. We can battle something for years and then find freedom, especially the things that are more socially acceptable, like food addictions. So again, we're not here to condemn. We're here to help. We're not here to point fingers of accusation, but to be honest with each other so that we can find the help that we need in the Lord. Let me tell you a painful story. During the Brownsville Revival, Friday nights were water baptisms, and people who had been saved, transformed, come back to God through the revival would testify. We'd have 20 or 30 a night on Friday nights, and many times there were scores and scores and scores that wanted to be baptized, but we had time for about 20 or 30 on Friday nights. And the testimonies were incredibly moving. But I began to hear people who had fallen into all kinds of sin, some drug abuse, some prostitution, some other areas of sin, violence, and they all traced it back to being abused as children. I remember one man stood up to be baptized. And he said that he was sexually abused by his pastor as a boy, which then opened up the door for him to have a lifetime of homosexual relations. His life fell apart in other ways, became a drug addict. He was now not just free from drugs, but sufficiently restored in his soul that with the leader of the drug rehab ministry he had served under, they were going together to confront the pastor that had abused him as a boy. What horrific consequences. I remember one young woman getting baptized and saying how she had been molested by a man growing up, because of which she had a tremendous hatred for men, and it dominated her life. But now that she was saved and born again, she said, I want to bring to heaven with me as many molesters as I can. I want to see them saved. I want to see them repent. I want to see them set free. And then there was a young lady, 15, 16 years old, blind, but in a way that her eyes looked a little mangled, didn't look like she was born blind. She seemed very ill-adjusted for someone blind. Someone that's born blind, they tend to be able to function in public settings very normally. And I went to talk to her afterwards. She was at the altar. I went to talk to her afterwards. What happened? One of the most tragic stories I ever heard. She was sexually abused as a girl. It got her so depressed, traumatized, that she got into drugs. She and her boyfriend, heavy drug users, got so depressed, they decided they wanted to take their lives. They convinced a friend to shoot them both in the head. Of course, the friend went to jail for it. The boyfriend died. She was blinded for life. And I thought, the blood that's on the hands of the guy that abused her, that triggered this whole thing. God have mercy. We need intervention. The abusers must repent, and those who've been abused need healing and help and grace. The Lord can do both. We'll be right back.
The light. Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Just checking on my Facebook page here, excuse me, my YouTube page. Shout out to some of our YouTube viewers, Jesus and Jeremy and Ryan and Dylan and who else we've got there, and Mirta and others. Thanks for tuning in and keeping the interesting discussion going there. Remember, friends, you can watch most days. We are live streaming our radio broadcast, so you can watch it on video on our YouTube channel, Ask Dr. Brown. You can also listen on Facebook, on our Ask Dr. Brown Facebook page. We're doing a live stream. So if somehow you're not able to get us on radio or you don't have the Line of Fire app, these are other ways you can listen and even watch. 866-34-TRUTH. We're talking about getting free from addictions. Sexual immorality has been with the human race since the fall. The sexual nature of human beings is something God gave us for good, but it's very powerful. It can easily be used for bad. Nehemiah 13 reminds us that even Solomon, the wisest man that lived on the earth, fell because of sexual sin. So that's where it starts with me. If it could happen to David, if it could happen to Solomon, if it could happen to other well-known Christian leaders, if it could happen to men and women of faith in the past, it could happen to me. My latest article, you can read on our website, AskDrBrown.org, my latest article raises the question, now do you understand why Mike Pence has the guidelines that he has? He got ridiculed for it, reviled for it. I wrote an article that's getting a lot of response online. I wonder, if you're a woman, who would you rather work for? Who would you feel safer with? Who would you trust more, Harvey Weinstein or Mike Pence? If you're a father, you've raised a daughter, now she's 18 going into the work world, who would you rather she got a job with, Vice President Pence or Harvey Weinstein? I hope Harvey Weinstein comes to find the Lord and receives grace and forgiveness and a place of repentance and transformation. I'm not trying to attack or condemn him. I'm simply asking a question. Would you rather be around those that put up guidelines and parameters? Mike Pence won't be alone with another woman other than his wife. Would you rather have someone like that with those kind of guidelines? Or would you rather have someone that is allegedly guilty of all kinds of sexual abuses of other women? Many times in the past, when we would talk about LGBT activism and things in society that were going against our values, people would say, you're a hypocrite. What about gluttony? What about food? And I'd say, well, yeah, that's an issue as well, but I don't see an active movement that's trying to redefine marriage based on food addictions, or that's trying to teach ungodly things to our kids in school based on food addictions, or that's attacking the Bible based on food addictions. Nonetheless, we do need to address these things. And again, if you're not aware, Nancy and I wrote a book. It's a best-selling book, I believe, of anything I've written. But I think it's because of Nancy's contribution, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. It's also something massively relevant to so many of us in America and other nations, how we overcame food addictions and discovered a new way of living. Throughout the book, Nancy gives her comments side by side with mine. So as you're reading it through, I may be talking about something, and then you'll see, you know, from Nancy, she'll weigh in. It could be a short comment, could be long. Then she tells her whole story in the back of the book, and then also gives keys, Nancy's keys for breaking food strongholds. But before I share some of those keys, because they also work in other areas of life, sexual addictions, other areas of life, let me give you 10 ways to know if you're a food addict, all right? Again, the purpose is not to condemn. The purpose is not to attack or make you feel guilty. Before I do that, here's a testimony to encourage you. This is from a gentleman. He and his wife are in full-time ministry. And he says this, I want to write to thank you and Nancy for breaking the stronghold of food. 1.5 months ago, I asked my parents if they would like to read it with us and go on a very strict diet. And again, it's not a diet where, you know, just eat a little of this, eat a little of that. No, eat a lot of healthy food, totally healthy food, and everything else within that healthy parameter in moderation. So he says this, long story short, my dad has lost 25 pounds in 6 weeks. My mom is down 16. My dad's doctor is not going to put him on pre-diabetes medication like he had planned. His vision was blurry, and now it's cleared up. Praise God, even though my wife and I primarily took on the challenges and encouragement to my parents, I've ended up losing 15 pounds, 180 to 165. My wife is down 8 or so. I feel great. I've broken my addiction to nasty sugars. Come on. And now we as a family are all reading through Eat to Live together, Dr. Joel Fuhrman's book that we recommend. Again, please pass our family gratitude on to Nancy as well. That's good news. That is very good news. All right, so here's a list of 10 questions to help you know if you're addicted to food. Are you ready? Number one, the thought of giving up your favorite unhealthy food or foods for an extended period of time, like a week or a month, is almost terrifying to you. Number two, you have a negative emotional reaction when you go without your favorite unhealthy food or foods. Number three, if you don't have your daily coffee or sweets or other habitual foods, you get headaches and even experience withdrawal symptoms. Number four, you know that if you ate differently, you'd be healthier and would likely live longer, but you're not willing to change. Sitting home? Number five, you've lost weight in the past, perhaps many times, only to gain it all back again. Number six, you're embarrassed about being overweight, but find yourself unable to change your diet for any length of time. Number seven, you deceive others about your food choices, keeping a hidden stash of your favorite forbidden foods or eating them when no one is watching. Number eight, you make excuses for your bad eating habits in ways you would never do for other areas of your life that are undisciplined. Number nine, you have physical cravings for certain foods, and you need to eat them to satisfy those cravings. Number 10, you live in denial concerning your bad eating habits, blaming others or minimizing your problems, or claiming that God is fine with your unhealthy diet. And you say to me, okay, Mike, how many of those do I check off to be a food addict? This is like 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10. In my opinion, any one of those 10 would indicate that you are a food addict. I used to be 10 out of 10. That was me. 10 out of 10. Everything I listed applied to me. But by God's grace, I'm now 0 out of 10. Trust me, by God's grace, He helped me. He did something. People say, yeah, but you're a very disciplined person. In many ways, I am. In many ways, I am also by God's grace, but trust me, my discipline did not get me free for over 50 years. I mean, 59 years of unhealthy eating. Maybe the infancy I wasn't, but all my conscious years, I ate unhealthily, whatever discipline I had. And at that point, over 40 years in the Lord. I broke free in certain ways, and I refused. Every day I said no to certain foods. I never ate whatever I wanted all day long, ever. And yet, with whatever discipline I had, I still couldn't get free. So if God helped me, He can help you. And when Nancy addresses the issue of breaking the stronghold of food, some of her points apply to any other stronghold, be it an addiction to gambling, be it an addiction to pornography. And I understand these things affect us differently and appeal to different bodily lusts and desires. And they affect our brains differently, and yet there is common ground between them. Nancy says this, that first, quote, I had to recognize that there actually was a stronghold. Initially, I was in a complete state of denial about it. So first recognizing that there is a stronghold, that's where you have to start. You got to be honest. It's me. You know, there's this Twitter trend. Many women, some men, but many women especially, are coming out and saying, me too, meaning they too were victims of sexual abuse. And I posted a video last night saying, you know, when revival hits America, we'll know it because the abusers will be coming forth saying, me too. I've been a sexual abuser. I've been guilty. And some will have to go to the police and confess their crimes. Others, it's not on the criminal level, but they'll confess their sins, either weeping at the altar to someone. Some will even need to stand up publicly and say it, and then maybe step down from certain things they're doing, get help. But that's going to be a time of amazing freedom. And so many have been too ashamed to step forward, having been abused. They don't have to do it publicly for the world to see, but they'll start to come forward. I encourage you, if you're a victim of abuse, come forward. Go to leaders in your church and say, hey, I've been abused, and I need help. I'm hurting on the inside. It's affected my life. And if you've been guilty, you go. You go to leaders and say, I'm guilty. I've sinned. There is a place of grace. Yes, it's costly in so many ways, to be honest, but it's the place where freedom begins. All right, we'll take some calls and bring you some practical encouragement when we come back. Stay right here.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, friends, if you watch our radio broadcast on YouTube, that's right, watch our live stream on YouTube, and then we post it later in the day on YouTube on our Ask Dr. Brown YouTube channel, you'll get to see things like the Hebrew word of the day. We just talked about the Hebrew word nephesh. You probably learned some stuff you never knew before. And then on our website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, we have a digital library with thousands of hours of resources, videos, articles, links that will edify you, teachings we've done, and it's yours. It's there for you. It's a resource that we've put together to minister to you, to equip you, to help you, to strengthen you. So check it out at AskDrBrown.org. All right, let's be encouraged. The same God who set me free from food addictions and decades before set me free from drug addictions is here to set you free as well. Let's go to Jerichia somewhere in Texas. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. So what did you get set free from?
Yes, sir. The Lord, most definitely. I didn't grow up in a Christian household, you know. So from an atheistic perspective, I had absolutely no hope in my life. So, at the age of 13, I was heavily addicted to drugs. I really was, and it was really bad in my life. It destroyed my family, destroyed all my relationships. That's what sin does. It's like a divorce certificate between you and your family, your friends, and God. And it just caused havoc. And I got kicked out of the house. I was homeless because of it.
Wow.
Multiple times, you know. So I want to share this real fast for the people who are listening, that I've seen so many Christians fall because when they make a mistake, they stop pursuing Christ.
I understand.
It's
all over. I blew
stop.
It. I failed. God's hate. God's disappointed with me. They get discouraged and they quit. Believe the devil's lies. Yeah, absolutely. Happens many times.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Jesus just completely set me free. Like, I just can't explain it to you. It's a supernatural deliverance, but I've been drug free for the past, I'd say about 6 years. Completely drug free. I haven't been doing any type of narcotics or nothing. And now I work full time. I'm employed. I'm a truck driver and I pastor on the weekend, you know, and the grace of God that led me to salvation is what made me a minister. And if Jesus can set me free from my addiction,
come on,
he can set anybody free.
And so how old are you today, sir?
I'm 25 years old.
25, right. So an intense addiction, ages roughly 13 to 19, cost him so much. Family, friends, homelessness, and then gloriously set free working and pastoring. If Jesus could do it for me, if Jesus could do it for Jerichia, friends, he could do it for you. I'm sure there's more to the story to hear, and we'll talk another day, but I want to get a few other voices of encouragement. Thank you for calling in, and drive safely, sir. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia. David, what's your testimony?
Yeah, hi, Doc Brown. I got saved in 1969. I was 26 years old, and the Lord delivered me from alcohol 2 weeks after that. But unfortunately, I kept on smoking, and December of 1985, I went to the doctor for something, and they gave me a chest x-ray, told me I had emphysema. March the 12th, like 3 months later, I told the Lord, I said, I am in a life or death situation. If you don't deliver me from these cigarettes, I won't be here much longer. I love to smoke. He immediately just took that cigarettes away, desire. I had no physical, no psychological desire. I do not have emphysema anymore. I smoked for 28 years, but by the grace of God, I've been delivered for 31 years.
Wow. So he just did it for you. He just did it.
Absolutely.
Yes. So listen, friends, some of you hear that and you're terribly discouraged because he didn't do that for you. I mean, he did it for me with drugs and then with food. He just changed me. He helped me. You know, I had to make choices and exercise discipline, but he helped. Some of you think, man, that didn't happen to me. I'm discouraged. Okay. There are other ways, step by step, day by day, cutting back, getting free. But I want to encourage many of you that what God did for David, he could do for you. You really can be set free in a moment. God can do that. Thank you, sir. What a glorious testimony. And Steve in Richmond also, time is short, so go for it.
Real quick, first, Michael Brown, thank you for being such a wonderful voice of truth. I love your show. You make me think. I'll quickly get to my testimony. My testimony is I'm 49 years of age. In March of 2011, I found sobriety. I quit drinking, and I continued smoking marijuana for 2 years. And in June of 2013, I asked God to come into my life and to help me become completely sober. And I stopped worshiping first false Baals and started worshiping the living Christ. And I want to say, just like your other caller said, if Christ could do that for me, he can do it for anybody. And all you have to do is ask. And I have my wife, I have my child, I have my home. I am blessed, and just sobriety is the best gift I ever received. And I love when you give your testimony because you give people strength and power to know that they can walk away from anything through the power of Christ.
Praise God. He is amazingly faithful. And Steve, you speak for millions of others who've been set free as well. And he's no respecter of persons. It's not because Steve's special or Mike Brown's special or David that just called, or Jerakia that just called, that we're special. No, Jesus is special. And we find our identity and our hope in him. Hey, Howard, there are a couple more callers I can't get to, but they're calling about food addictions and high blood pressure and things like that. Get their information. I want to send them my book as a gift, the book that Nancy and I wrote, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. I want to send it out as a gift to those two callers. All right, so Howard, whenever you get a chance, just get the info from them, and we'll gladly send the books out. All right, listen, friends, some of you, it's going to be step by step by step by step, inch by inch by inch. Others, you can experience instantaneous deliverance. But here's where it starts. God, I have a problem. God, I admit it. I'm struggling. I'm addicted to this. I'm addicted to that. I'm a slave to this. No condemnation. Be honest with God, and he'll have mercy, and he'll help you. Say, God, I don't even know where to start. If you'll pursue him honestly and earnestly, he'll send help. He'll give you guidance. All right? Hey, listen, friends, you know that we are listener and viewer supported. A great place to go to help us, GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com/AskDrBrown, Ask Dr. Brown Studio. GoFundMe.com/AskDrBrown, Ask Dr. Brown Studio. Watch the video there. See where your funds are going. Partner with us. Together, we're making a difference. Be it a gift of $10 or a gift of $1,000. Every gift helps. And together, you're helping us reach many more people and give out much more free material and produce it in an even higher quality way for the glory of God. Thanks for being part of the team. Special broadcast coming your way tomorrow. I think you're going to find it edifying and eye-opening.